Another one of the class of 2024, Mark Bodo from the sport of wrestling out of Reynolds High School. And first off, Mark, I know you're going to be smiling now. You'll be smiling all weekend. What does this mean to you and your family?
Oh, it means a lot, right? I mean, it means more to the environment, the people that have helped me, right, from the time I grew up. I mean, just thinking about the environment that I grew up with in Reynolds, right, and the impact that the coaches I've had. I mean, I've been very blessed with, starting with my family, my parents, right? They show me what great looks like, right? But also all my my coaches, Coach Hills, Hall of Fame coach, right? Coach Amato, Hall of Fame coach. I had an opportunity to spend time with them as I was developing, and then in college and wrestling for Coach Stoudemire, and he's a Hall of Fame coach too. And it's just looking back, right? I mean, it's more of it's for them, right? Like it's for them, right? It's I couldn't have done it without them, and it makes me think, wow, you know, environment is it has a large impact on how I was able to develop, right? Because looking at, like, Reynolds, small community. And tons of support, right? And it gave me the ability to, I wasn't the first to develop. I wasn't the first to be good. But it provided me the confidence and the ability and the coaching and the environment and the support, I mean, that I was able to develop. I mean, looking back, if I didn't grow up in Reynolds, I mean, I don't know what I have three kids now and two boys and one girl. And where we're at, right, thinking about environment and impact that coaches have and that they've had in my life, I would not be here tonight without those people in my life. So
you mentioned all three of those coaches. How are they similar? How are they different?
Well, I think one is they're very organized, right? Very disciplined in how they approach. I mean, they're great, not only great tacticians and technique-wise, right? Great student, great knowledge of wrestling and of football, but also the ability to connect with individuals, right? Because I was different than, you know, I was on a great team in high school. I had Kevin Drew, Mark Russell, Barry Morris. I mean, so many great wrestlers. But the ability to connect, and I was definitely different. My development and the way I, you know, in digested information, understood technique, motivation, they were all instrumental in being able to connect individually. And
what was the biggest difference between high school wrestling and college wrestling?
You know, there wasn't that much, right? I mean, I think what happens in that transition, and a lot of people may not develop, or I think it's coaching, right? I mean, if I didn't have Coach Stoudemire, it would be a different story, right? I mean, he provided that environment for me. As well as some of the assistant coaches that I had. Coach Payne was really instrumental in how I developed. And that's the main difference, right? Intensity, I think, how you approach it. I think it's different nowadays than when I was, you know, it's been a long time. So I think at the time when I transitioned from high school to college, intensity and how you approached it was a little different, right? I mean, now it's year-round, but when I competed, it was a little different. So I had a huge adjustment because I never wrestled year-round. I did football. Football was, I love football. So when I made that transition, it was tough. It was, you know, the first year was I took my lumps. Actually, the first 2 years, my redshirt year, my freshman year, I took some lumps. But sophomore year is when that kind of clicked. And the ability to just to listen to coaches and continue to that development.
Of all your accomplishments, what makes you most proud?
Oh, just
is there a moment or two?
Oh, family, my parents, right? I mean, you know, they it starts there. I mean, they showed me what great looks like. You know, how to put God first, how to put family first, integrity, how to live their life, how to be a husband, a wife, a father, a father-in-law, a grandparent. I mean, that I had the best role models there were. So I mean, that makes me proud. Makes me proud to be able to, you know, God put me in a place where you know, I had that ability to, you know, develop in Reynolds and influence of Coach Hills, Coach Amato, Coach Stoudemire when I went to Pitt. So I've just been blessed. And I'm blessed with a wonderful wife and three kids right now. So that makes me proud.
Best match of your life. When was it? High school, college? Do you remember it to this day?
You know, that's a good question. I could tell you maybe the worst match. But you know, I think one of the really exciting matches was my junior year at Pitt, and you know, I think as far as all 3 years that I placed in college, I think my junior year, I was I felt that I peaked, right? I put the time in. I was really focused that junior year, and but as in NCAA wrestling, right? You get to the tournament, people get upset, and it was my second match. It was at Iowa State guy. And I was behind like, I think 7 or 8 points, going into the third period. And I was able to just, you know, just come back. And that's one of the most memorable matches, because I think that was, showed that, right, what I learned from, my parents, what I learned from my coaches, right, just to continue the path, keep the path. You put in the time, worked hard, believe in yourself, and then keep working, right, grinding it out. And, that, surprisingly, that's one of my most memorable matches in my mind, right?
Did you ever think about playing football in college?
I did, yeah. Actually, I was talking earlier. I wasn't going to wrestle. I was set on playing football, not Division I, but just I like football. I looked at some schools for certain majors, and it just so happened Easter weekend my uncle was getting married in Hines Chapel, right on Pitt's campus, and you know, I had talked to Coach Stoudemire a little bit in the past, but I, you know, didn't have any interest in wrestling in college. But it was right after States and senior year, and just so happened to connect with Coach Stoudemire and ended up being on campus Easter weekend. And the rest is, you know, it's really kind of crazy how that, you know, that the sequence of events and that's how that's impacted my life. So. Very appreciative of it.
Talk about what you're doing today. I know your wife's here. Talk about your family and where you're at, what you do for a living.
Yeah, so we're in Pittsburgh, South Pittsburgh. I have three kids, 11-year-old boy, 9-year-old girl, and a 5-year-old boy. So they're very active.
Grayer,
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm very gray.
Yeah, you're grayer soon.
Yeah. So, you know, my wife and I are just, you know, very busy right now, right, because the youngest is starting activities, so we're, like, outnumbered now. So. Well, but, you know, for career right now, I work for a software company in business development. So I've been doing that for a long time. So I enjoy it. So,
Mark Boto, congratulations. Enjoy the weekend. I know you make everybody proud back here in Mercer County.
All right. I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks.